Last year, the Wisconsin Hospital Association estimated the state would need to train or recruit an additional 100 doctors a year through 2030 to meet future demand. The governor wants to allocate state money to educate students from the Medical College of Wisconsin at satellite campuses in Green Bay and Wausau. The Hospital Association's Eric Borgerding says another key component of the governor's proposal is funding for residency training. That's because students who graduate from either of the state's two medical schools often leave to practice elsewhere.
If a student graduates from a Wisconsin medical school, the chances are pretty good, okay, that they'll practice here. But we know that that chance goes up to about 87%.
Last year, the Wisconsin Hospital Association estimated the state would need to train or recruit an additional 100 doctors a year through 2030 to meet future demand. The governor wants to allocate state money to educate students from the Medical College of Wisconsin at satellite campuses in Green Bay and Wausau. The Hospital Association's Eric Borgerding says another key component of the governor's proposal is funding for residency training. That's because students who graduate from either of the state's two medical schools often leave to practice elsewhere.
If a student graduates from a Wisconsin medical school, the chances are pretty good, okay, that they'll practice here. But we know that that chance goes up to about 87% if they do their postgraduate training here, their residency.
Walker's proposal would put $3 million into UW School of Medicine to expand its residency program in underserved urban and rural areas. In addition, there would be $4 million spent on rural hospitals to get national accreditation and train residents. And if the legislature approves, $7.4 million would go toward expanding the Medical College of Wisconsin to other parts of the state. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.